Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition this morning on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm glad to welcome into the studio with me John Morris Russell, the conductor of the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, here to talk about a very special orchestra happening coming up on Friday, March 15th. It's the Classical Roots Concert for the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, and John is here to discuss that and many other things happening around his life. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mark. Great to be here.
Well, let's touch on the Classical Roots Concert. This has been something that's been going on for a few years now. What exactly is the momentum?
Well, actually, it started way back in the day when I was the associate conductor of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra.
Just a wee lad.
Yeah, there you go. Back in the dark ages. Anyway, we created a series of concerts to be presented in African-American churches throughout the community that would celebrate great African-American contribution to the American art form, and in so many different ways. These traditions run deep. They are the very DNA of all American music, and we wanted to explore that in a really significant way with our orchestra, with our soloists, with a choice of repertoire. It's been a remarkable journey. And to think about, you know, over a decade ago, when we did these concerts kind of in smaller venues with a smaller subset of our orchestra, and now we present them at Music Hall and are always a highlight of the season, packing the place and sharing in this joyous celebration of these great musical traditions.
The real roots, a lot of folks don't realize how intermingled the evolution of music is, where it starts with the classical music way back centuries ago, and what has grown into today, some of which we'd like to leave behind, but at the same time, it's all adapted from there, and it's great to celebrate those roots.
Yeah, absolutely, and especially for myself, I mean, I'm an avid musicologist, and the journey through my experience through classical roots has been a learning one, that I have discovered so much more about American music, about music that I enjoy, and even about our life here in Cincinnati. And in fact, this concert coming up is very similar to the others in that it explores things that we don't really think about. It's called Unsung Heroes, African Americans in Uniform, and the musical traditions that spring from there. And it all starts here in Cincinnati with the Black Brigade. Mm-hmm. And in the Civil War, the Black Brigade consisted of volunteers who built the fortifications surrounding our city and protecting it from Confederate troops planning an invasion of the North through Cincinnati. And it went from there to the 44th Infantry, the black troops that were immortalized in the movie Glory, to Buffalo soldiers, to soldiers in the First World War who not only brought guns to defend freedom in Europe, but also brought musical instruments and introduced all of Europe to the music of jazz.
Oh, yes.
And then, of course, to the Second World War, we have a musical tribute to the Tuskegee Airmen. And our very special guest throughout the program is one Branford Marsalis.
Ooh.
Yeah.
One wicked saxophone
Fantastic.
Player.
And, this concert is perfect for his remarkable diversity of musical skills.
Mm-hmm.
On the one hand, he's going to be playing some these early pieces of jazz by James Reese Europe and also by Tim Bremen. But he's also going to be playing a work by Jacques Ibert, the great French composer, who was very much inspired by the jazz that he heard in the Parisian nightclubs between the wars for all the soldiers, African-American soldiers, who didn't want to come home because they found the respect and the admiration there in Paris that they didn't have in the United States.
Oh, and Branford, boy, talk about having that musical legacy. Number one with the Marsalis family in New Orleans, and you want to talk about having the roots of jazz and American classical music, if you may, plus playing classical music, touring with Sting. I remember going to see that concert and just amazing, The Dream of the Blue Turtle. Tonight Show Band, just an amazing musician.
Well, and that incredible diversity of experience is kind of what we pull from here in Classical Roots. I mean, we've got everything from Beethoven to The Impossible Dream, excerpts from great films like Glory, this early jazz, James Reese Europe, and then also a tribute to Duke Ellington. It was Will Marion Cook, a student of Antonin Dvorak, who created the first black musical on Broadway called Clorindy, The Origins of Cakewalk. And there was a song in there called Swing Along. And that very much inspired Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. And Duke and Billy Strayhorn worked together to create this remarkable jazz American songbook. And so we're going to be playing Take the A Train, Come Sunday, which also features our chorus.
Well, no, I was going to get to the chorus. I was going to say, so you used to go out to all these churches, but now all the folks from those churches come to Music Hall because you have a very special choir that will be singing here.
Yes, it's called the Classical Roots Community Mass Choir. And we've got a dozen church choirs that have come together to join, to conjoin and create this mass choir. We will have over 150 voices on stage with the symphony. And it has been such a joy to work with these with this choir. We had rehearsals. Oh, they've been rehearsing since January. I got to rehearse with them last week. And we've got rehearsals a little later on. And it is just the energy, enthusiasm, and glorious music making that this choir produces is a joy to behold.
A lot of hallelujahs going on in there, I bet, as it goes along. So you're saying the choir is going to come back and do some music as part of the program.
Oh, yes. They're going to be singing some traditional standards like the Battle Hymn of the Republic and Lift Every Voice and Sing in a fantastic arrangement by Roland Carter. But then they're also going to be doing some other pieces, The Impossible Dream from Anne of La Mancha, excerpts from Glory by James Horner. It's a thrilling concert.
Classical Roots, a concert being put on in Music Hall coming up on Friday evening at 7:30. John Morris Russell, conductor of the Cincinnati Pops, here talking about that concert. And I wanted to talk about your return to Cincinnati. You were here as an associate conductor, left, worked up in Canada, and down in the southern states for a little while. After Eric Kunzel's passing, you applied and great to have you coming back home.
It's beautiful to be invited to come back, and it's been just an extraordinary journey. Certainly as the associate conductor for so many years, you know, working with our fantastic musicians and our great staff, working with Jesus Lopez Cobos, of course Pavo, and for 11 years working side by side with Eric, for so many different concert productions and recordings, and to come back home and to be able to take this legacy that Eric left us and take it into the next sanctuary, it's been so thrilling and exciting, and especially in putting together our new programs and celebrating American music in so many different ways with our orchestra.
That's an awful big baton to pick up after Eric's been wielding it for a while. And, you've done a fine job and already looking forward to the 2013-14 season. And you have a wide variety, and it seems that you've learned a lot from Eric, but you're bringing your own touch to it, too.
That's true. You know, we have so many people making their Pops debut. George Takei is going to be joining us from Star Trek, Mr.
Yes.
Sulu. And we're going to be celebrating all the music of the spheres in movies, TV, and even the great orchestral masters like Gustav Holst. Michael McDonald is going to be making his premiere here with the Pops, as well as Boys to Men. And then we've got some great folks coming and joining us. Once again, Ann Hampton Calloway, what a remarkable American singer for our holiday concerts. But then we also have a new series, and it's called Pops Classics, and we're going deep into our Classics Pops playbook. This is all the great music that Eric took around the world. And our orchestra and our musicianship, the sheer virtuosity of our players is so fantastic. And we wanted to put the orchestra in center stage. So we're creating this new series called Pops Classics, which puts a focus on our exceptional musicianship, but also on the fantastic arrangements that are our own, that create the signature Cincinnati pop sound. And so our first concert of this series is called A Tribute to Eric Kunzel, and we're going to be pulling out all the stops, all of his favorites, and of course we finish with the 1812 Overture.
Of course.
With extra cannons.
Extra cannons.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, thank you for taking some time on your very busy schedule to talk with us this morning.
Always a pleasure, Mark.
John Morris Russell, conductor of the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. He'll be leading the Classical Roots Concert, featuring Branford Marsalis playing saxophone and the wonderful choir from churches around the Cincinnati area on Friday evening at 7:30 at Music Hall. You can find out more about the concert and JMR and the Pops and the CSO at our website, wvxu.org.